Rest.
Cats can't play musical instruments.
Uncle's trapped me.
Unicorns are just less handsome porpoises.
No, really.
Only I can fly, and I'll rule for all time. We begrudgingly accept you in what is world.
Begrudgingly accept?
Yes, that's where you are.
Oh boy.
This is what is world. Unfortunately. Hello there, piteous mortals, and welcome to the first episode of What Is World, the show where I question Mr. Eric and his ideas help me take over the world. I have Megan to thank for making this possible.
Megan says,
my name is Megan. I'm 11 years old and I like llamas, robots, drawing comics, playing my saxophone, and superheroes. Especially Superman, Mrs. Marvel, Batman, and Spider-Man. What if Kalunkle took over this week's story and did his show What Is World and interviewed Mr. Eric about the upcoming vote?
You see, you can't just ask him about anything ever.
Yeah, and actually all the votes are in, so I was going to reveal the new president today.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be me.
Fred the dog, JF Cat, help me give the shoutouts.
Okay, Kotonko. So first we have Victoria, and she from Sweden. She likes licks from Selma, that's her dog. And she used her allowance to become a patron.
How sweet of her.
Yes, thank you, Victoria. That is incredibly...
Next shout out!
Vivian, she likes stuffed animals. She's 11 years old, and she wanted a shout out from me too. So thank you, Vivian and Victoria. You're very good and nice, and thank you very much.
Why are you nervous, Fred the dog?
He assumes you're going to eat us or some such.
Absurd. I only eat evil artifacts to absorb their power. And french fries.
Well, I'm here to give Nina a shout out. She also presumably voted for me, JF Cat, for president.
Next shout out.
Sorry, we want to make sure that Nina knows that we are really appreciative of her.
Oliver also desires a shout out for his birthday.
Oh, yeah. We just found out his birthday's November 18th, so we just wanted to squeeze in this shout out real quick.
Bobbycock. Let's sing a happy birthday song to Oliver that is equally applicable to all children and people whose birthdays it is, was, or might soon be.
That's not normally how we do things.
You know, it sounds like a pretty good idea.
Fred!
Happy birthday to insert your name here.
Oliver.
Happy birthday to insert your name here.
Oliver.
Happy birthday! To you,
Oliver.
Happy birthday to you. And if it's less than 6 months after your birthday, happy belated birthday. And if it's less than 6 months until your birthday, happy pre-birthday to you. Whoever you are.
His name's Oliver.
No, but the other ones too.
Oh, and since Kotonko trapped me too, and you, Mr. Eric, and I guess you, JF Cat.
Oh, I'm not trapped. Oh, I can come and go as I please.
Well, what kind of future president would I be if I kidnapped the current president?
Okay, see you later.
JF Cat, where are you going?
Well, if cats could wink, then you would see me winking right now.
And if dogs could understand facial cues, I would know what that meant.
And if I weren't busy tying my tentacles around Mr. Eric and Fred, I might catch on to your innuendo.
Oh, okay. So I guess JF Cat's just gonna go back to What If World, and that's the last we'll see of him.
That's Wink White.
Oh, what's a Wink White? It sounds spooky.
Very well. That is where we will begin our interview. Mr. Eric, what is a wink white? Some sort of evil spirit?
No, he was just winking. Never mind.
On to my next question. Who shall be president of What If World?
I'll never tell you, Kathunkle.
Oh, really? Not even if I use the magic word?
No, don't do it.
Please, Mr. Eric.
Ah! So polite.
No, Mr. Eric, don't tell him. Actually, I am rather interested in knowing. Could maybe you just whisper it to me?
No, Fred, I can't tell you either. It's too dangerous.
Very well, Mr. Eric. You forced my tentacle. Tell me who the next president will be.
I won't do it.
Pretty please.
No.
With sugar on top.
No. I'll tell you, Kathunkle. But only if you promise not to do anything horrible to the future president.
Cross my tentacles and hope to be fried calamari.
Okay.
Don't do it, Mr. Eric.
The next president of What If World will be... a robot llama playing the saxophone?
That wasn't even one of the final candidates.
You know, there's a robot llama playing a saxophone in the studio.
Oh, it's the what if question. It's interfering with my interrogation.
Robot llama. Llama. Wow, 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 wow.
Robot llama, use your saxophone to tickle us out of Kathunkle's tentacles.
Robot llama. Gonna tickle Kathunkle.
Robot llama, you gotta tickle his squid pits.
No way am I going near his squid pits.
Oh, you spit into my squid pits. Oh, your oily robot llama spit is so ticklish.
Fred, I'm too big, I'm too tangled up. But if you use your slimy tongue, you might be able to get away.
Okay, Mr. Eric.
This interview is really going off the rails.
Afwee, Mr. Eric. Oh, I stepped on my tongue.
Robot llama. I'm gonna take you back. To a deep world.
You know, I lost one of my hostages, but I gotta say...
You're glad the robot llama's gone?
Yeah.
And me too.
It was a lot.
Well, Kathunkle, I want to keep my word, but I feel like you weren't being honest with me when you said you wouldn't hurt the future president.
No, I promised not to do anything horrible to them.
Well, hurting someone is horrible.
Really? Huh. I guess we should have laid down those ground rules first.
Yeah. I think we're at a bit of an impasse here, Kathunkle. Maybe you just want to do a little interview and we can all go our separate ways?
Very well. Mr. Eric, why am I not president of What If World?
Well, it's still JF Cat right now.
And why is he president?
Because he pushed a button.
That doesn't sound very democratic.
Well, I know. That's why it was about time for kids to get to vote.
So, if a child votes, then whoever they voted for gets to be president.
Whoever gets the most votes.
So you're going to leave many disappointed children across the barren wasteland of What Is World?
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. Most of them don't live in barren wastelands, first of all.
How sad for them.
And secondly, it's okay for people to feel disappointed.
What?
Well, coming back from disappointment is a really important life skill.
I disagree. When I suffer disappointment, I merely destroy everything in my path. It works wonderfully.
And how many friends do you have now, Kathunkle?
Whose interview is this anyway?
Okay.
Not many.
But what if you let yourself feel disappointed for a little bit, and then you just went and did something fun and cool, rather than destroying everything in your path?
If I don't destroy everything in my path, then people won't know that I'm disappointed, and then they're likely to disappoint me again.
What if you were honest with your feelings first?
This is a lot of what if, Mr. Eric. This is what is world, I'll remind you.
Well, what is world never would have gotten this far if not for a lot of what if.
Now you're being just plain mysterious. I think I'm going to eat you.
Please don't eat me.
Don't worry, I can only digest ancient artifacts of power. I just don't want to listen to you right now.
That doesn't make me less worried.
While I let Mr. Eric stew in my tummy, I'm going to read this comic book. You don't have to be here for this. Are you still listening? Weird. Wow, this is a really good comic. It has Superman, Mrs. Marvel, Batman, and Spider-Man. Despite the fact that they're from two separate comic universes. Oh dear. It's Megan's blasted what-if question. The superheroes are pulling themselves out of the comic book. And if I describe them, I'll be sued by several companies at once.
I worry about that every week, Kathunkle.
Quiet, Mr. Eric. Listen, superheroes. I'm just going to throw open a quick portal to what-if world. And once you step through, you'll become simple, generic, unlicensed comic people. And then this show can keep going.
What are they doing?
They're considering it, Mr. Eric.
Please don't get my show canceled.
I'm trying not to, all right? They just...
I'm narrating, Kathunkle.
Narrating? Superman spelt with two O's. Mrs. Marvel spelt with an L-E. Batman with six N's. And Spider-Man with a Y. Started stepping through the portal. When suddenly, Wendy and a Joan Alabaster Zero, Mr. Mouster, Fred the Dog, JF Cat, and Abacus B. Crumbler burst into the studio.
You're in trouble now, Kathunkle.
Release Mr. Eric, you beast.
Looks like the cavalry's
Looks
here.
Looks like the cavalry. Wendy Anna, that's what I was going to say.
Today's not the day you get to be president. Today's the day you get licked.
I'm Mr. Mouser, and I approve this message.
Blast it. I cannot stand against your combined might, plus that of these four generic superheroes whose names are strikingly similar to actual superheroes.
Guys, a little help?
Would you mind terribly
spitting up Mr. Eric? Oh, cruel fate. Even in my own show, I don't get to eat anyone.
Oh, man. Kathunkle, why is the inside of your stomach decorated like a clown museum?
Maybe a lot of old artifacts are really just clown stuff. Or maybe he really likes clowns.
Well, if either of you care to find out.
I'm good right here. Meow, that I think of it. It must be some other third reason.
Very well. Before you send me back to What If World, there are so many mysteries left unsolved about what is world.
Okay, Kathunkle, I'll give you a couple of questions, but then I need to go take a bath and... What gets slime off?
Magic?
Pure tomato juice and vinegar.
I could always lick it off.
Now don't listen to them, you've got to lick it off yourself.
My questions.
Yes, go ahead.
Let the mysteries of the What Is verse unravel before me.
I don't know if I can really promise that.
Question one. Where do I get squid socks in What Is World?
I don't think we sell those.
And how do you open barbecue sauce packets without getting any on you?
Nobody knows.
If someone calls me, is it okay to text them back?
Not if it's your parents.
Who's going to be the next president?
Fred the dog.
Go!
Oh, this will probably be bad for me.
Congratulations, Fred. I will serve as your chief of staff if you'll have me.
Okay, thank you. I call Vice President.
Wendy Anna. Can I be like Detective General?
That sounds good, sure.
Sweet.
I would be your Magister of Magic if you'd have me.
Yeah, Abacus, you got lots of votes.
Then is it too late to be Vice President?
Yes, Abacus. Very well.
I volunteer to be your Emperor of Everything.
You could be Emperor of Equality, maybe?
Yes, I will be most equal of all.
A JF Cat?
Is there anything you'd like to do?
Sorry. Just nodded off there for a minute. Am I still president?
Sorry, JF Cat. I know you might feel disappointed.
That's true. But I served my term, and I've got a lot to learn about leadership.
Well, you know, if I'm gonna be the president, the Fur Force is really gonna need a new leader.
The Fur Force? But aren't they all the
canines, yes.
Well, then it's about time the Fur Force had their first cat-like president.
That's the spirit. And you think maybe sometimes I could ask you for advice if I need help?
Oh, of course. I'd be happy to help. In any way that I
was talking to Jojo Fluffy Cat.
Oh, sorry.
That would be nice.
Wait, we're all okay with this. Aren't you all disappointed?
We knew there would only be one president. And although I imagined myself as the most magical president in history, I can still take those same ideas and use them to make the world better.
Can't I just feel disappointed for a little while?
Well, sure you can. But then you should come on back to What If World and help us out where you can.
Help. And helping's like the opposite of eating.
Oh, would you just get out of here, Kathunkle?
Well, you know what they say. It ain't over until the robot llama plays the...
The episode's over.
Oh, there he is.
It was a weird one. The episode's over. I'm a robot llama.
The end. All right, Megan, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank all the kids and parents who voted in this What If World election, as well as Karen Marshall O'Keefe, my co-creator, Jason O'Keefe for our artwork, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that dealing with disappointment is a tough skill to master. Even grown-ups like me have trouble with it. It's okay to feel those feelings. And then I hope you feel thankful for all the awesome stuff you have in your life. Take that feeling and do something great. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
What if world? This is What If World.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICAN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICAN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.